I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. There were various Black Lives Matter marches throughout Milwaukee on Sunday. One march, focused on Black LGBTQ women, made its way downtown and headed west on State Street toward the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Latasha Lux, a professional photographer, was there documenting and taking pictures as she has for the past 5 weeks. So was Sean Kaffer, a filmmaker and associate lecturer at UW-Milwaukee. The march had been peaceful up until about 5:30 p.m. when, according to witnesses, a white woman came out of the old German beer hall on Old World 3rd Street and started shouting obscenities and threw a drink at march participants. Lux says it was then that she jumped into the commotion to take pictures.
The guy in that group didn't appreciate that, and after taking a swipe at one other photographer and breaking the lens off of his camera, he took a swipe at me and my camera.
The man who Lux says hit her and her camera and who broke another photographer's lens is off-duty Milwaukee police officer Matthew Willman. In a bystander's video obtained by WUWM, Willman is seen striking Lux. According to records obtained by WUWM, Willman has been on the force since 2001. ACLU documents show that he has at least one prior citizen complaint in 2008 that resulted in disciplinary action. Since 2017, he's been serving as a drug recognition expert, or DRE. This means that Officer Willman gives expert testimony in OWI cases. Both Lux and Kaffer, the photographer whose lens was broken, say they were detained for hours as they gave statements to police. According to their attorney, Nicole Muller, Lux's interaction with police who arrived on the scene was problematic.
They say, we're going to need you to come talk to the detective over here. And they take her to one of the back alleyways where a detective was sitting in their squad car alone. And at that point, she was horrified because she said, as a Black woman, they want me to go in this isolated area away from everyone into this cop car by myself. She ultimately feared for her life.
Over 5 hours after the incident, Kaffer was issued a citation for disorderly conduct. The language on the citation states, known actor intentionally and without consent caused a disturbance on a city of Milwaukee street. Off-duty Officer Willman is said to have been issued a citation for vandalism. No charges or arrests were made. The woman who allegedly incited the disorder by taunting protesters and throwing her drink was not cited. Sources say MPD Internal Affairs Division is currently conducting an investigation of the incident. The Milwaukee Police Department did issue a statement saying that the off-duty member and a family member were involved in an incident with protesters. This incident is under review and there is no further information at this time. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office did not respond to a request for comment, and the Milwaukee Police Association says it is aware of the incident, but the union declined to issue a statement at this time. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.